Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. An album originally released in 1969 but reissued in 2015 to rave reviews all around. That was Danish tenor saxophonist and bandleader Carsten Meinert with his quartet with the tune Before Sunrise off his LP called To You. This cat has a very strong similarity to that 60s rock pop musician Rodriguez in the way that he was featured in that award-winning documentary Searching for Sugar Man. He's great, and no one really ever knew about this album at all. So Carsten has been at the jazz arts for some time out of his home base in Denmark. Born back in 1944, he was educated at the Royal Danish Academy of Music. When he was younger, he was profoundly swayed by the playing of the great John Coltrane, and who wasn't? It changed his life and gave him that kick to try and do some of the same things on the horn and in jazz. Over his career, he has played with a number of Danish and foreign jazz and beat musicians. He is also a very active educator these days and is the co-founder of the record label Spectator Records. In fact, when I called him recently, he was getting ready to leave his home in Denmark to perform, which he does on a regular basis. And we had the honor of speaking at length with Carsten at Neon Jazz about his life in jazz, and he had a lot to say about his career, more specifically his joy about this album being released again.
They will now because of this reissue of the records. There have been so much turmoil about it, and I'm very happy that it's happened. That's because of Andreas Wiengaard. And I've got very fine reviews from almost everywhere.
It's great to have Karsten on this hour. He is a very cool, talented, and humble soul. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has one of the best live venues in the country, the Green Lady Lounge, and the best team in the world of baseball, the Royals, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to arm your brain with some good jazz stuff. One cat that Karsten mentioned in our interview, who was a good friend and a frequent American jazz visitor to Denmark, was tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon. It was a haven for him. Here's the tune Blowing the Blues Away off the 2008 CD Dexter Dictates. And he did, baby.
Cause my baby put me down. I got the blues cause my baby put me down. I'm gonna grab a train and leave this lonesome town. So blow Mr. Gene, blow Mr. Dexter too. Blow Mr. Gene, blow Mr. Dexter too. Maybe you can help me and blow away.
We'll be right back.
That was the great Kansas City-based saxophonist and educator Brett Jackson, with his quartet joining him on the live cut from the late great Broadway Jazz Club with the tune Jammin' at the Kirk. So Brett was born and raised in North Newton, Kansas, and he relocated to KC in 2009 to become a part of a rich crop of jazz cats here in this Kansas City scene in 2016. And he's busy with groups like the Project H, Chris Hazleton's Boogaloo 7, the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Vine Street Rumble, and Clint Ashlock's New Jazz Order. These days, he is also a teacher at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College, keeping his music life full of action. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Brett thought about the way his career began and took off.
I don't really ever remember saying to myself that I wanted to be a professional musician. It just slowly started happening that way. I started to play gigs, and as you get more into it, you enjoy it more and more and get more passionate about it and get serious about it. I went to school for it, did music education, so teaching is also kind of a big part of what I do. So,
one of my questions I always like to ask jazz cats is what show they would love to see in the realm of jazz history if they could climb into that magical jazz DeLorean. And Brett's answer is the fuel for this next tune, the one he wanted to see. Here's Frank Sinatra with the great Count Basie live at the Sands in Vegas back in 66. Man, this would have been a good one. Fly me to the moon, and don't mind if I do.
Now this man here is gonna take me by the hand, and he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right temple. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
I'm Brett Jackson, saxophonist from Kansas City, and you're listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
Shotgun. Long as I am tall, Lord, 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 buy me a shotgun. Just as long as I am tall, I'm gonna shoot my man, catch that cannonball. Well, I'm going away, baby, I won't be back till fall. Lord, 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 going away, baby, I won't be back.
tides will fall. And if I find me a good man, I won't be back at all.
That was the jazz and blues singer we just lost on March 10, 2016, the Seattle Strong Ernestine Anderson with the tune C.C. Rider off the 2002 CD My Kind of Swing. In a career that lasted more than six decades, she recorded over 30 albums. She was nominated four times for a Grammy. She sang at Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, the Monterey Jazz Festival, actually six times over her 33 years, and she's been all over the world. In the early 90s, she joined Quest Records, the label of fellow Garfield High School grad Quincy Jones. She made it to the age of 87 and gave the world quite a bit to remember. From the legendary trumpet man and persona, Miles Davis, here's the 1956 cut Blue Haze off the LP with the exact same name, baby.
listening to Neon Jazz.
That was musician, entertainer, songwriter, and arranger Grace Kelly with the 2015 song Ballad for MC off her latest CD, Trying to Figure It Out. And she's not only done that, but she's done quite well at that over her storied jazz journey. She has collaborated and recorded with many musicians in various genres of music, produced and released recordings on her own as well. These days, she regularly tours with her band and has scored soundtracks for films and appeared in documentaries. Grace has been dubbed a prodigy in the jazz world. She was born Grace Chung in Wellesley, Massachusetts, to Korean parents, and wrote her first song called On My Way Home at the age of 7, and she's been on her way ever since. Here's jazz clarinetist Les Brown with one of his greatest hits, Twilight Time, as played by the Francis Bay Orchestra, next on Neon Jazz, baby.
Hey everybody, this is Lisa Gary from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino.
Thank you.
That was Chicago jazz drummer and percussionist Hamid Drake and Albert Berger, along with William Parker, with the tune Funky Lacey off the 2006 CD Evolving Silence, Volume 2. By the close of the 90s, Hamid was widely regarded as one of the best percussionists in jazz and avant-improvised music. He has aspects of Afro-Cuban, Indian, and African percussion elements very, very woven into his sound. So William Parker joins Hamid, and he is a very talented free jazz double bassist, multi-instrumentalist. He's also a poet and composer, and he had some good punch to not only this tune, but to this CD. For the future and present sound of good evolved jazz, we bring you Go Go Penguin next on the show. This Manchester, UK act features pianist Chris Illingsworth, bassist Nick Blocka, and drummer Rob Turner with the song GBFISYSIH off their latest 2016 CD, Man-Made Object. Again, that was the modern-day jazz outfit called Go Go Penguin with the tune GBFISYSIH off their impressive 2016 Blue Note album, Man-Made Object. And our final cut on this hour of jazz that is, was, and shall be comes from jazz guitarist and composer Julian Lage with the tune Harlem Blues off his 2016 album, his latest, Arclight. And it's a good one, as usual, from Julian. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the master of that radio mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
Like what you heard, let us know. We always love to hear from you. Give us a story. Send us a suggestion. Just give us something jazz related. We dig it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
find jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.